So welcome to the Career Service for those of you who haven't been here before. I'm going to hand over very shortly to Fiona to give the bulk of this presentation about the Oxford University International Internship Programme, also known as WIP. Okay, so if you hear the phrase WIP, you will know what we're talking about. So what this session is going to cover is an outline of this internship programme to let you know about what will be happening predominantly next term in terms of applications, etc. But we also wanted to highlight the other international resources that we have available to you, so that the WIP programme is not the only source of international internships that you have access to. And so if you are very keen on having an international internship over the vacation next summer, then we do have other resources as well. And I would encourage you to make the best use of those resources and not just apply for internships in the programme. As I said, there will be a chance to ask questions at the end, and there will also be a chance, hopefully, if you have any particular private questions that you wish to ask. So I'm now going to hand over to Fiona, who's going to do the bulk of the presentation.
Okay, we're going to briefly go over what WIP actually is, and I'm sure you'll be quite keen to hear what opportunities we already have listed for 2011, and I'm going to give you some information on how to apply. So WIP was started up in 2008 as a bit of an experiment. The university was very keen to sort of engage with Oxford alumni who were willing to give us a pool of internships that we could sort of facilitate that would be accessible to any current matriculated student. In the first year, we had five. There was a pilot scheme of five. Then it grew to about 40 in the second year. Last year, we offered in excess of 85 internships. And this year, there will probably be between 80 and 50 internships. Now, the internships are incredibly different. They're in many different sectors, and I'll go through that in a minute. But there have to be some common elements for the internships that are offered. Now, they are mostly offered by alumni. About 90% of them are Oxford alumni who offer them. But we've also been approached by various sort of entrepreneurial people all over the world who've heard about this scheme and who are willing to offer various opportunities. Now, they have to, the internships obviously have to fit within the long summer vacation. Now, those who are in sort of the best situation are really finishing postgraduates and finalists, because you can actually negotiate extensions on those on the actual dates of the internships. The sponsors have to provide a defined project, and when you apply to complete that project. It's not as if you go somewhere and do general office administration. That's not what the program is about. You have to have an assigned mentor so that you can discuss the project and your own personal development while you're doing the internship. We obviously are very keen on internships that offer a stipend or at least some assistance with travel and accommodation. Now, some of the internships also come with scholarships attached to them, and I'll discuss those a little bit more in detail in a minute. Now, ideally, the internships are supposed to offer an international experience. And for the most part, that happens. But we do offer internships in the UK. We've been offered some incredible opportunities, which we're obviously not going to refuse just because they're based in the UK. This is obviously a very international university, so we might have international students who want to stay in the UK. And sometimes there are language restrictions. So they are, for example, a couple of internships like OUP in Hong Kong. Their preference is for a Cantonese speaker. So the reality is the most likely person who's going to get that is somebody who's from Hong Kong. Now, we had internships in many sectors, hence the varied experiences that the students had. We had some in museums and galleries, a very difficult sector to get into. We had some in international development. We had requests for postgraduate chemists to work in China. We had a number of them in consultancy education, both in administration and in teaching. There were various engineering posts. We had a couple in film. There was a fair number in the high-tech sector. Obviously, this is a growing sector, so quite keen to kind of get young, energetic minds working for them. So fairly varied, and I would imagine that we would be able to offer sort of a similar selection this year as well. The countries where WIP internships were offered was wide and varied. There is a bigger concentration in certain countries like the US and China and Canada and India, for example. But we do try and focus our attention also on some of the European countries. In fact, I was approached by about 5 students at the internship fair who were looking for internships specifically in France and Germany. So I'm sort of, putting my mind to it. I'm just going to talk a little bit about some of the student experiences. Motorpool is a social network for car enthusiasts in the States, and they're going to be offering us internships for the 4th time next year. And they usually advertise for somebody to write a newsletter in Alabama. In reality, the 2 students who were selected spent their whole time driving around the Deep South, sampling food and writing up reports on very expensive and posh hotels and shooting crocodiles and having the most fantastic time. Morgan is an alum from the Said Business School. He seems to be a sprawling family in Alabama. He housed the girls on this amazing estate. He picked them up every day. He wanted them to have a truly international experience. They had an absolutely fantastic time, and he has promised us 2 more internships next year. Naval History Museums in Washington offered us 8 internships, and the interns all did very different things within the Naval History Museum. Some students were involved in children's education, some in outreach work. One of the students wrote a play that was performed in one of the museums in Washington. I think about 3 students were involved in preparing an exhibition and all the materials. So if you were interested in doing curatorial or museums work, then obviously this would be an ideal one. Now, we've already had the foreman for next year. He's offering another 8 internships, plus I think there's going to be an internship in Chicago working in the museum. Natural Mystic Rajasthan, these are the celebrity wedding organisers. These were not alumni. We got a call slightly out of the blue last year saying, we run a celebrity wedding organisation and we'd like to have 1 intern. And they were the people who'd organised the wedding of Liz Hurley, which had got all the massive press in Hello. So understandably, about 30 or 40 students applied for the post. These entrepreneurial people saw all these applications and in the end offered 10 internships. Now, some of the students are still out there. They are having an absolutely fantastic time, and we have been offered the same internships again. The only slight issue with these internships is that they prefer finalists because they can obviously then have them come for longer periods of time. But I do believe that I think a second-year student did go out first, and she did hers over the long summer vacation, and then they took the students who had finished. We've had the reports back from the students. I think somebody had tea with Liz Hurley 2 weeks ago and had a wonderful time. Somebody else is looking after budget or something like £500,000 to organise somebody's birthday party. So if you're interested in marketing or events management, this would really be a fantastic opportunity. And it's paid, and they provide accommodation, and they provide food and transport around India. So a really, really great opportunity. The YK Power School, I really like this quote that we got from the students. I would wholeheartedly recommend WIP to others, as I think it offers brilliant opportunities to work abroad to those who do not come to university with extensive networks of contacts. And in fact, the student who wrote this has done 2 WIP internships. He went to the YK Power School 2 years ago, liked it so much that he reapplied, and he's actually out there now on a 12-month placement. The YK Power School is quite typical of the education-based internships that we offer through WIP. It's in a great environment. It's working for an international school in Shanghai. I think they get paid a small stipend for living accommodation, and they get accommodation provided as well. And they take, I think they took 3 or 4 interns last year. So it's quite nice to go for those that offer sort of more places, because quite often you're there with other students from Oxford. And then we had a student who went to the Society of Malawi, and Mark was the student, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his experience.
So I spent the summer at the Society of Malawi in southern Malawi. It's a historical preservation society that runs a library and an archive and publishes a journal. And so I'm just going to talk about what I did and why I think the WIP program offers a really different opportunity than many of the internships that you can apply on the internet for finance companies and banks and management consultancies. First of all, the WIP internships offer the chance to work in locations that most internships don't. Surprisingly, there are very few management consultancies in Malawi, but it's a really amazing country. It's the fifth poorest country in the world, so it's kind of challenging, but it's entirely the polar opposite of Oxford and presents really unique challenges. This picture of the pump is not... There was another intern that went to Malawi to work for a charity called Pump Aid, so I think this is a reference to Rossa, who's still there. He's probably going to be there forever now. Sadly, I couldn't be. Oh, I'm in the second year of my MPhil in classical archaeology, so vaguely related, but not strictly so. The other thing about the WIP internships is they offer really unique job tasks to do while you're while you're working on the internship. It would be quite difficult to apply through any other means for an internship in an archive in Central Africa. And when I was there, I was mainly working in access, so promoting the library and the archive to working with media and with local schools and universities to encourage more people to use the library. And I was designing a computer catalogue so that people can remotely access the archives. And I also did some financial development work and changed light bulbs and everything else because I was really the only person there. But it was really fascinating. And I previously wanted to go into management consultancy, and now I really don't. So if you're like maybe wondering but doubting about working in the non-profit sector, I would suggest doing an internship in the non-profit sector and kind of a good indicator of whether you want to go down that route. The other thing about the WIP internships is because you're tied with a person, usually the alum who has organised the internship, it's not like you get off a plane in a foreign country and then you have to find an apartment and everything else. Certainly for this internship, they sorted everything out for me. So I had a staff of six in my apartment, my two-bedroom apartment, and they gave me accommodation and they largely provided me with food and drove me around and helped with anything I needed help with, which is useful when you're in a place so different to Oxford. The final thing that I shall say is the opportunities like beyond when you're working, if that makes sense. So once I got, you know, you do your like eight and a half weeks in my case of work, and then seeing as your flights are already, well, you've already sorted your flights out, I had an amazing 3 weeks traveling the length and breadth of Malawi and Zambia. So, and the jobs are usually pretty, well, this job was very flexible about having weekends off to go to the beach, which was always a plus. This job isn't paid, but there's a possibility of getting funding from places. But they're very relaxed about how much work, well, no, they demand that you work quite a lot, but they're quite relaxed about it. This is my little advert for the Society of Malawi. They're looking for people who can bring, in their words, like new ideas to the archive and the library and how they can grow and how they can expand their funding base. So while you should consider all WIP internships, I would especially recommend that you consider this internship. So thank you.
Brilliant. This internship in Malawi is guaranteed for next year. We've had the form through, and we also have secured a small pot of funding specifically attached to this internship. It is a rather special one, but it is quite expensive to get to Malawi, so any help that the university can give, and obviously we're very keen to do that. Now, just a point that Mark made is that a number of interns have stayed on at their internships. There was a student who went to Mexico in 2009 to work in international development, and as far as I know, she's still there. Rossa, who went to work for Pump Aid, went for 8 weeks this summer. He's still there with no view of coming back. I think he's kind of... and then others have used the opportunity to sort of travel, because once you've kind of, you know, paid for your flights, and it obviously makes sense to spend a little more time out there before you have to come back to Oxford. Now, anyone who goes on the WIP internships has to report back on a sort of a two-part form. One is confidential for us so that we can tweak the internships the following year, the next year's students' experiences. And there is a section where they have to report back on a typical day in the life of that internship. And that yearbook is going to be up on our website next week. Some of the stories are very funny. You have to read it. There's also the WIP internship yearbook from last year, which you can have a look. Now, bearing in mind that about 80 to 90% of the internships are repeat, so we expect to see them year on year, it's really valuable to see what kind of experience the students might have had last year to see if it's a suitable internship for you. So, what opportunities are there for 2011? A lot, basically. Bearing in mind that the deadline for the sponsors is the 31st of December, I'm trying really, really hard to get the sponsors to commit now to what is going to be available so that you get a sense of the type of opportunities that are going to be out there. The list does not go up till January. I'm back on the 4th of January, and then I scrabble this list together. It's totally manic, and then everybody can see exactly what is available through the programme. But so far, the ones that we know that are going to be available to us are some internships at the British School in New Delhi. These are really nice ones. They have accommodation included. They're quite short. I'm pretty sure these ones are only about 4 to 6 weeks. Cognitive Match is based in London, and I think they do internet marketing. Infosys in India, this is a great one. They offered one last year to us. They've offered us four this year. They pay for your flights, they pay for your accommodation, they pay for your food, they pay you a stipend, they pay a contribution towards your mobile phone bills, they provide you with a mobile phone. They're based in Bangalore. It is in the high-tech sector. You live on a campus for interns, basically, but I think it's a huge amount of fun. And I think it's an easy and accessible way not only to get really good work experience, they're a great company to have on your CV, but also if you wanted to go travelling in India afterwards, which is what the intern did last year. Now, they are going to be a number in international development. I spoke to somebody in Ecuador last night who's promised me three internships working in ecological reserve in Ecuador, which should be really interesting. And we're also working with some incredibly generous sponsors who are looking to provide us with some scholarships, up to four scholarships to work in international development as well. So hopefully those will be listed in January. We are, Tracy and I are both conversing with Microsoft at the moment, setting up some Microsoft-specific internships in the UK so that you would spend some time working with Microsoft and some time working with Microsoft partners. Natural Mystic in Rajasthan are the celebrity wedding organisers. There's going to be at least six with them and probably another five with a sister hotel in Rajasthan, again in the luxury travel sector. Naval History Museums, these are the curatorial posts in Washington. They already confirmed. OUP Hong Kong, for anybody who speaks Cantonese, some Cantonese, or possibly Mandarin, That's again, it's a fantastic opportunity if you want to go into publishing. OVFM is a film charity based in Oxford. There are a number of teaching posts working for OCCEP in China. There's probably going to be in the region of 15 teaching posts with them. Oxfam, just one, sadly. But it is going to be a wonderful opportunity. They're just putting the project together at the moment. So anybody who's interested in going into international development, but who might like to stay in Oxford, that would be an ideal one. Oxford University Alumni Office have always given us an internship to work on the Alumni Weekend. So again, marketing and events-based internship. Society of Malawi. T-Mobile in the Netherlands. That's working, I think that's quite a technical one. I think they had an engineer last year. Tradewind Books. Now, Tradewind Books has also been with us from the beginning. And they take two interns. It's totally unpaid. But for the last 2 years... An intern last year went into Faden straight after this internship, and this year, based on the experience that one of the students got, has just got a job with Penguin. So if you're looking to go into publishing, it is a really fantastic opportunity. True Knowledge, I think that's high tech in Cambridge. The UWC colleges, we do have an affiliation with UWC colleges, and we're trying to expand the number of internships with colleges around the world, and I think we've been offered one at least in Canada and Italy. Vermilion is mergers and acquisitions in China, and YK Power School in Shanghai. Now, this is obviously just the tip of the iceberg. These are the ones that are confirmed, but in January, the entire listing goes up. So, how to apply? You will be able to apply from January. Applications are through Career Connect. Now, Emma is here. If any of you have never used Career Connect before and have any questions, this is a really great opportunity to corner Emma and sort of find out how to go about it. There are also some, you put out the... There's some Career Connect guides on the table down there if you'd like to see. So what you will need, it is a straightforward process, just lots of little bits that you need to get together, and it's worth having a look at the instructions now so you know what you're going to need to do to put in your application form. So there's going to be an electronic copy of the application form. Now, you can apply for a maximum of 3 WIP internships. So each one will need its own application form. You just need one CV, one page CV. You will need a letter of support from either your college if you're an undergraduate or your department if you're a postgraduate. But I think this year finalists will not have to have a letter of support from their colleges. That'll be fine. And you will also need a reference. So if you've never asked for a reference before, you really need to start thinking about who is going to provide you with the most glowing reference. And you do need to be a little bit, think about it strategically. If you have had work experience for KPMG and you know they're going to write you a fantastic CV, and you might be the best scholar in Oxford, but your tutor might write you a fairly damp reference, go for the KPMG one. Try and go for a more enthusiastic academic reference if you can, because obviously a lot of the sponsors do read the references really carefully. Try and get that set up now. Do not wait to the last minute to ask for a reference, because they take time to write. There is a reference form which is very straightforward, and that does not get uploaded with the rest of your application. It has to be emailed separately so that you don't see it. The deadline for the bulk of the internships is the 15th of February, for which you can only apply for 3. But, and this is a big but, a lot of sponsors get their request in for interns in much later. And if you've applied for 3 and you don't get any of those, you're welcome to keep applying. The list will just keep going on and on. If you go onto the WIP website, it just say new in this deadline. So they have a different deadline. But the bulk of them will go up in January. But just keep your eyes peeled, because some of the really fantastic opportunities, for example, the ones that were fully funded in international development, they came up in May? No, it wasn't so late. Late. They came up really late. And the one, Ross's one, was sponsored to the tune of £4,500 to go to Malawi. So, and 2 years ago, we got a fantastic opportunity working for Disney in California. So you've just got to keep your eye on the ball. Your responsibilities. Now, it is absolutely your responsibility to make sure that the internships you apply for are suitable for your needs. If there is an internship in Namibia, for example, and you know that your family is going to kick up a stink about you going to Namibia on your own, don't apply. It's not for you. If you suffer too much from the heat, then obviously don't apply to go and work in Rajasthan in August. You have to really think about what it is that you want out of the internships and apply for ones that are suitable for your needs. Now, we are very transparent. When the list goes up, it'll tell you exactly what the sponsor is prepared to pay and if there are any scholarships attached to the particular internships. But it is up to you to approach your college to subsidise for any additional money that you might need. Now, I just want to give you a tip about applying for grants. Don't write on your applications, "Oh, I'm only applying for extra money from you," trying to sort of force that person to give the money to that position. It doesn't really work that way. They want to know that you've applied to as many pots as possible, because that makes you sort of seem much more proactive, and then they're more likely to give you a bit of money. That's especially relevant for the OUS Travel Fund, which is attached to some of the internships that are going to be on offer. This might sound totally stupid, but believe me, it's not. You have to check that your passport is up to date and that it's up to date up until when it's required. For example, if you want to go to the States, I think it needs to have at least 6 months on it. There is nobody at the university who is able to advise you on visa and work permits which are needed, and this is possibly one of the areas that some of the students fail in. They get an internship, they secure an internship, and then they can't quite get over the visa hurdle because either it's been left too late or they don't know how to go about it. I'm really happy to sort of handhold people through the process, and people kind of email me, tell me what's going on with their visa, but I can't do anything. We don't offer any advice. It is completely up to you. Once you are selected, and hopefully you'll all be selected for WIP internships, as Mark said, the sponsors are incredibly generous with their time and they will try and help you find accommodation, and they will want to know when you are arriving, and they might give you advice on which airport to get to. But it is really your responsibility to make sure that you know where you're going and find suitable accommodation for the duration of your internship. For the ones in Washington, last year we actually put the students in contact with the local alumni group, and I think two of the interns were housed by alumni in Washington, which was fantastic. But you do need to be quite proactive. But there is some advice on the yearbook that's going up next week, on the website. Vaccinations, travel, and medical insurance. You absolutely have to make sure that you're in a position to manage all of this yourself. It would be crazy to go to certain locations without medical insurance and vaccinations. And if you are selected, then obviously we expect you to stay in touch. If for whatever reasons you might drop out of the program, then obviously communicate and let us know. At the end of your internship, you have to provide feedback, and that is everybody who goes on a WIP internship.
Okay. Also wanted to say a little bit about preparing to do an internship abroad. So those of you who managed to get one of these internships as in Oxford, this is going to be completely irrelevant to you. But do you have a think about going abroad for an internship and what cultural differences there might be in the location of the place that you're going to? For example, some of the interns that went to India found that the local cultural working practice was to work 6 days a week. They didn't have to, but they decided that they would work 6 days a week because it actually fitted in more with the organisations that they were working for. They still managed to have quite a lot of time off as well. And do bear in mind that things like accommodation may be quite basic. We do ask that it's clean and that it's private and that it does provide a certain standard, but things will be different depending on where you go, and you may find that it's quite basic. The Language Centre here in Oxford is really worth checking out if you want to learn a few words of a new language if you're going to a country where you don't speak any of that language at all. So it's worth going along to the Language Centre and finding out about beginner's courses and things like that, or just getting some materials, having a listen, getting some basic language skills together. Not that it's necessarily required in your internship, but it may be something that's actually enhancing your experience while you're out there. So you do it for yourself, really, rather than doing it for the job, because you're probably going to be working in English for most of these internships. But what you may find that for going out and about, for finding your way, for socialising, a few words of a local language can go a long way. Transport may be very, very different in another country. It may not run to time, although probably you're quite used to that if you've spent time in the UK. And it may be more challenging to make friends. A lot of the sponsors of our internships actually are really helpful, and they really do try to introduce you to people, and you have your work colleagues, etc. But do be aware these are things to think about. Also, if you are absolutely addicted to Facebook, or you can't get by without being able to Skype everyone, you may well find that going to some places in the world, you may be reliant on phone-based internet access if you are lucky. Okay? So do be aware that things may be quite different in other places and that your internet access may be quite limited. And as I say, there is preparation. What we do in April, end of April time, so at the beginning of Trinity term, which is when you will all know by then whether you've been selected for one of these internships. Because what generally happens is after the closing date, applications get looked at by the sponsors of those internships and they make their selection. We don't select. The sponsors of the internships select. Now, they may well do some interviews on the phone, or they may select on the basis of your written application. Okay, after that, so you should all know around about Easter time whether or not you've got one of these internships. Some people end up with multiple offers, which is why we limit you to 3 applications, because it's slightly unfair sometimes when people have got multiple offers and then we end up with empty internships. It's very sad that we can't fill them because people have decided to take alternatives.
Here that, in fact, about three interns got more than one internship and did more than one internship. So they just paced themselves. They started off with one internship and then they went on to another one through the WIP programme.
But we did also have some that we couldn't fill because people had decided to accept other offers. So bear that in mind. But by about Easter time, you should know whether you're going on one of these internships or not. And what we do in Trinity Term is we bring everyone together back into this room. We have a lunchtime reception, and that is a chance for us to remind you about things like getting your vaccinations, sorting out your visas, but it's also a chance for you to find other people who are doing the same internship or other people who are going to the same location. So if there's a few of you going to Shanghai, it's a chance for you to meet each other, which is a great way of knowing that when you arrive somewhere you haven't been before, that you've got some connections already. So that's what we try to do. We try to provide that sort of networking opportunity. And that preparation can be really helpful as well, getting to know other interns who are going to the same place. I did want to say at this point that I hope you're all enthused and you're all excited about thinking about this internship program. It's a very new program for us, and we think there are some fantastic opportunities on offer. We have had first years, second years, third years, finalists, and master's students going on these internships. So, you know, we have had successful applicants from all years of study. That said, don't put all your eggs into one basket. It would be foolish to rely on getting one of these internships because we do anticipate a high level of number of applications. So I just wanted to highlight the fact that there are hundreds of other opportunities out there that you might want to access, and lots of other resources that will give you access to international internships. On our Career Service website, we advertise somewhere in the region of 100 to 150 internship opportunities every week. So keep checking the Career Service website. There are also going to be lots of other ways of finding internships, and they range from applying to other advertised opportunities right through to making speculative applications to organisations that interest you. So I have seen people who have been extremely successful in getting internships by writing speculatively to contacts and asking for an internship or asking for a few weeks of experience. So don't overlook the opportunities that are available to you. I have literally just brought down a tiny selection of some of the resources that we have upstairs. And do take the opportunity while you are here at the Career Service. For some of you, this may be the first time that you've been here. But we have loads of books like International Voluntary Work. We have directories like this one, which is called the Internship Bible, for anyone who's specifically interested in going to the US. But we have loads of other books, loads of other resources that you can come in and access, as well as this kind of publication, which is Work Experience and Internships, and this publication, which is about work experience. These are free publications, and you can pick them up from upstairs and take a copy for yourselves, and it gives you lots of ideas about getting work experience and getting internships. Okay, so that's some of the resources I've mentioned. For those of you who are particularly interested in going abroad, Exodus and Going Global are two key resources of international opportunities. Not just international opportunities, but also articles, information about working in different countries. Access to Exodus and Going Global is through Career Connect. And Career Connect is the password-protected area of our website. And when you go into Career Connect using your single sign-on username and password, there is a button which says Subscriptions. There's a drop-down menu, and underneath that button that says Subscriptions, you will see Going Global and you will see Exodus. And do make use of those resources, because we pay for them and we'd like you to use them. So that's why they're slightly difficult to find, but they are also incredibly helpful. And if you get stuck, and if you can't find the kind of things that you're looking for, or you need help using any of our resources, then come and speak to one of us upstairs at the Career Service. Come and speak to a careers advisor about what it is that you're looking for. I will also say that Fiona is incredibly responsive and very, very helpful to people who want information about the WIP internships. And she takes loads and loads of emails and loads of people get in touch with her in Hillary term. So she's incredibly busy. But in Hillary term next year, what we are doing is Fiona's going to have a couple of afternoon slots or a morning slot, I think, in January and February. Here at the Career Service, where if you have any questions about your application, who to apply to, or want to just ask some more questions about the internships, you can come in and speak to Fiona face-to-face for a short drop-in discussion. Okay. Or you can come and speak to me as well. If you're looking for internships as well as the WIP internships, it's obviously going to vary hugely depending on where you want to go, what sector you're looking in, and when you're available. We at the Career Service can offer you a lot of support and advice about applications, preparing for interviews, and other skills that will help you in achieving your aims. Get involved, get interested in your career, get thinking about what your options are, and come and make use of the resources and the people that we have here, because we have a lot of advice and guidance that we can provide you. There's one thing I did want to highlight, because I have a feeling that we have people in this room who are interested in things that are international. We have our International Careers Day in January the 22nd in the exam schools, and this is going to be not quite the same as some of the other career fairs that you may have come across. So it's not going to be like the finance fair or the law fair or something like this. But we actually will have a good programme of speakers at this event, people who have had international careers in things ranging from international academia through to international organisations, international development, think tanks, etc. So we'll have a programme of talks and speakers who have got some really interesting experience. And there will also be a normal sort of careers fair of exhibition stands with various organisations that recruit globally. So put that date in your diary and hope that we have no snow on that particular Saturday in January. Okay, thank you very much for your time this lunchtime. We know it's a very busy time of term, and we hope you will apply.